Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod was tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip, tetrarch of the region of Euterea and Trachonitis, and Licinius, the tetrarch of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, the son of Zechariah, in the desert. John went throughout the whole region of the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, as it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah. A voice of one crying out in the desert, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. The winding roads shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth. And all flesh shall see the salvation of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
Late one afternoon, a poor, homeless man wandered into a church to pray. The church was empty except for a couple people down front. Then he noticed in the pew an unattended purse. And then he had to decide. He needed money desperately. This golden opportunity could be a temptation. Or was this open purse God's answer to his prayers? The devil is a clever one. Think how much Satan must hate this season of the year. It's the time when so many souls turn back to God. And so the devil called a meeting of all his assistants. Apprentice devils from all over the world came. In his slimy, insidious voice, Satan addressed his wicked helpers. "We have to do something. We lose too many people during this Advent thing. Tell them there is no God." The devil's pointed ears perked up on this. "Tell people that God does not exist. God is only a myth. God is a figment of people's imaginations." Yet Satan replied, "No. No, we've tried that one, but with only limited success. Sometimes telling people under stress that there is no God works, but that's about it. Even in the materialistic, rather immoral world we live in, convincing large numbers of people God does not exist is impossible. You know, the communists tried it for years, but it failed miserably. In fact, atheistic communism backfired. Lithuania, Poland, or even Russia kept the Christian faith alive. It's stronger than ever in those places. Even for us today, it would not work. It sort of defies logic. Because during this season, people, especially children, dream of what they want. But we also turn to grateful thoughts for what we have. Each of us has a heart pumping blood that keeps us alive. We have sunlight that gives us vegetation, crops, food. We have air to breathe. So even today, not many will claim that our blessings come from out of nowhere. Oh, now, people use terms like higher power or soul of the universe, but they really mean God. Sadly, then, even Satan had to admit, although it sounds good to start with, telling people there is no God doesn't work. But it's one idea: convince people God is not real. Well, then, persuade people the devil is not real. Tell people there is no hell. Convincing people that he doesn't even exist appealed to Satan at first. There's no devil because God does not care what we do. When we die, everybody either goes nowhere, or if we do go somewhere, we all go to heaven. It's what we want to hear. And it's actually the way many people operate. God just wants us to do whatever we think will make us happy. This line of thinking is even where some churches seem to be these days. They affirm that the Bible is God's word, yet they disregard certain parts of Scripture or tradition. Preachers ignore hot-button issues, mainly certain lifestyles. Preaching becomes little more than self-affirmation. Even if one lives a sinful life in violation of Scripture, God doesn't care. Or if God does care, he would never condemn or offend anybody. There is no hell, no need for a devil. But Satan turned this plan down too. He pointed out to his assistant devils that people could reason out this would not be fair. You know, to think that murderers, criminals, terrorists are all going to end up in the same place as Mother Teresa just won't fly. Scripture makes sense, saying that the good will be separated from the bad. But trying to convince people there is no hell could have been a good strategy. Tell them there is no hurry. The devil's evil grin opened wide on this one. Convince people not to rush. Slow them down. Satan approved 100%. Most people believe in God. They want to go to heaven. But get them to put it off. Human nature loves to procrastinate. And even Satan remembered the famous prayer of the great St. Augustine. O God, give me chastity. O God, make me pure of heart, but not yet. We all know what John the Baptist means when he talks about winding roads being made straight. To prepare for Christ at Christmas, or even for the day we die, we need to straighten things out. But we approach the straightening out of our spiritual lives like our lawmakers approach extending I-69 down to Evansville. Now we need time to think. We want to weigh the issues, find the best route. But above all, like the State Highway Department, we want the lowest cost. We want to clean up our act, prepare to meet God, but at the same time, not pay too much. Repenting of our sins, getting things straight between God and ourselves, is essential. A sincere, complete confession of our sins, a firm promise to do better. Sure, it needs to be done. But what's the rush? There's time. Satan has the perfect plan. Convince us that seeking God is necessary, but there's no hurry. Imagine how much the devil hates Advent, let alone Christmas. Evil realizes that most people believe in God. Most people realize there must be a heaven and hell. But for people who tend to put things off, Satan has the ideal plan. Convince us there is no hurry. John the Baptist says, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his path." But he didn't say it had to be done today or even this week. Satan's perfect plan. You know, there's probably people the devil convinced last Advent, no hurry. And over the last year or so, they died. And we don't have any idea whether or not Satan deceived them, if they were ready or not. We don't know. But consider whether or not the devil's trick is working on us. Now that we do know.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe